Dear attendees, here is Jakub Kaiser, and I would like to present my poster from section 2, Consequences for the Ocean, with the title Post-Fukushima Concentration of Tritium and Radiocarbon in Western North Pacific Ocean. The Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant accident led to release of radioactive material to the atmosphere and seawater. In this work, we focused on measurements of tritium and radiocarbon surface and deep waters of the Western North Pacific Ocean, approximately following the 149 degree Eastern Meridian from December 2011 to February 2012, which can be seen in Figure 1. While tritium was determined with the use of helium-3 in-growth mass spectrometry, analyses of dissolved inorganic radiocarbon were conducted by accelerator mass spectrometry. The obtained data were compared with the already published values for radiocesium gathered in the same expedition to evaluate possible impact of the accident on tritium and radiocarbon levels. In the case of tritium, the surface concentrations varied between 0.4 to 2.0 tritium unit, fairly following the FNPP1 derivative radiocesium signal, though we observed some differences in the vertical mixing. Surprisingly, increased tritium levels were also found in very distant regions where no subsurface radiocesium were detected, as shown in Figure 2 and 3 left, suggesting an important role of precipitation in spreading of the Fukushima derivative tritium. Based on the tritium radiocesium ratios and water column inventories, we calculated that the total amount of tritium released to the Western North Pacific Ocean was around 0.7 plus minus 0.3 petabecquerels. On the other hand, no apparent correlation between radiocarbon levels and radiocesium activity concentration was found in surface seawater samples, which is obvious from Figure 2 right. Going from the north to the south, the radiocarbon concentration changed from quite negative to positive values near the equator. Low radiocarbon levels observed at the northern latitudes might be associated with the Oyashio current, bringing subarctic waters with low radiocarbon content to the region. Regarding vertical distribution, radiocarbon in the surface and max layers at all stations almost uniformly mixed, similar to radiocesium. See Figure 3 right. Radiocarbon data did not show a clear impact on the accident on its levels, therefore we were not able to estimate release rates to the Western North Pacific Ocean. Besides the evolution of connection with the Fukushima derivative radiocesium and influence on the accident on their concentration in oceans, tritium and radiocarbon can be used to study different oceanographic processes, pathways, ocean currents, and timescales of deep and bottom water formation.